ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the government of Vanuatu is considering legalising the cultivation of medical marijuana in a move that's aimed at boosting the country's agricultural sector. If the law is passed, Vanuatu would be following in the footsteps of Australia, which approved the cultivation of medical marijuana back in 2016. But as Andrew Thompson reports, not everyone's convinced that the potential economic benefits will outweigh the social and health risks.
Vanuatu's Council of Ministers has released a policy direction on cannabis, which proposes the establishment of an ethical cannabis industry in Vanuatu, with five licences to be issued in the initial phase for a period of 5 years. While the smoking of cannabis would continue to be illegal in Vanuatu, the new crops would be exported for medicinal use to overseas markets. The Department of Agriculture's Director Antoine Ravo believes the industry could provide significant benefits to the nation.
There is a high potential of growing this hemp marijuana, given the fertile soil and the climate conditions for Vanuatu. It is a good project in terms of increasing export or revenue for the government for exporting these products to other countries that are processing the hemp into other medical use.
Lavinia Kalmakatoya from the Pacific Island Farmers Organisation Network agrees the industry could potentially provide a significant economic boost to Vanuatu's agricultural sector.
Farmers are always looking for the next miracle crop, and anything that that is a greater yield than what they're currently planting, if it's anything that puts more money into the pockets of our farmers.
However, she's concerned that crops could be used for illicit purposes if the industry is not managed properly.
In terms of legislation, they'll need to really learn on the lessons from the countries that have planted it. And I'm just, as a Pacific Islander, I'm weary about the social impacts that it'll have on our island.
However, Mr. Ravo says the type of cannabis they plan to cultivate will have a low THC content, which means it wouldn't be attractive to recreational or illicit users.
A little percentage of it to make it people high. A little bit. Maybe you smoke 2,000 and then you get high.
Mr. Ravo says the proposal, which was initiated by Vanuatu's former agricultural minister, is to be reviewed by the new Minister for Agriculture, Jose Nevu, before being introduced into Parliament for debate in the new year.